From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak pleaded not guilty to corruption charges Wednesday in a court appearance after being arrested just 2 months after being ousted from office. He was charged with one count of abuse of power and three related to a breach of trust involving millions from a state development fund. Malaysian University student Leah Sheena Panaker hopes the country can now turn a new page.
Finally, this huge stain of Malaysia's dark past can finally be erased and we can start fresh.
The U.S. Justice Department said billions from one MBD may have disappeared. In Kuala Lumpur, University of New South Wales Professor Emeritus Clive Kessler said in an ironic twist, Mr. Najib has been incarcerated, while longtime political foe Anwar Ibrahim goes free after being jailed under Mr. Najib's tenure.
2 months ago, he was the prime minister and there was a man in jail who was wanting to be prime minister. Now everything's turned around and Najib is prospectively going to be living in jail. And on the sideline, we now have Anwar, who wants to be seen now as out of jail as a prime minister in waiting. So the whole country is turned upside down in that sense.
Mr. Najib has been granted bail. His trial is scheduled to get underway in February. French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting Nigeria, where he met President Muhammadu Buhari in the capital Abuja before traveling to Lagos after taking part in an African Union summit in Mauritania. The French leader said France is following Africa's lead in the fight on the continent against terror.
We intervene and we are still present in Africa and Sahel to fight against terrorism, especially in Mali and in the region. And we will stay as long as it is requested by our friends, and especially Mali, and we discussed yesterday about this issue.
Mr. Macron said regional security in Africa is a top priority. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump said talks with North Korea are going well, even as Secretary of State Mike Pompeo prepares to return to Pyongyang later this week in a bid to clarify the path forward on denuclearization following last month's Singapore summit. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
We're in a good spot today. The secretary is looking forward to having meetings with his North Korean counterparts. And we go into this eyes wide open, but nevertheless, we've made a lot of progress in the past year.
The Pompeo trip comes amid reports that the North is either seeking to expand or intent on hiding some of its weapons of mass destruction. South Sudan's government has proposed a measure to extend President Salva Kiir's term for another 3 years, a move the opposition has criticized as illegal and threatens peace efforts to end the five-year conflict. The bill would amend the constitution, allowing him to stay in office through 2021. Islamist-backed Ennahda Party candidate Sawad Abdel Rahim defeated a city official who served under ousted Tunisian President Zain El Abidine Ben Ali Tuesday, becoming the first woman mayor of Tunis. The 54-year-old manager of pharmaceutical company dedicated her victory to all the women of Tunisia, vowing to improve what she called the face of the capital city. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert Tuesday said Secretary of State Pompeo will meet Mexico's president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador July 13 with immigration, trade, security, and development on the agenda.
Secretary Pompeo will reaffirm the U.S. partnership with Mexico to combat transnational criminal organizations and also the opioid epidemic. He will also discuss efforts to enhance trade, curb irregular migration, and manage our shared border.
The president-elect met with his predecessor, Enrique Peña Nieto, on Tuesday. New video released Wednesday showed members of a trap football team and their coach insisting they're in good health in a cave complex in northern Thailand. They were discovered Monday after disappearing, June 23rd. Rescue efforts are underway. Wednesday is America's 242nd birthday, Independence Day, being marked by parades and fireworks. President Donald Trump in West Virginia Tuesday honored America's veterans and reflected on the country's founding.
In their quest to become a sovereign nation, they knew they would have to defeat the most powerful military on land or on sea. They knew that. These patriots knew that their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor were on the line. They risked it all for the promise of more of a just and better future.
The president honored veterans of succeeding generations who he said have stood strong for families, their principles, their pride, and God-given rights. In World Cup action, England advanced to the quarterfinals for the first time in a dozen years, beating Colombia in a penalty shootout 4-3. England will face Sweden, who downed Switzerland 1-0. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.